You're listening to Iowa Public Radio Studio One. I'm Mark Simmet, and live tonight in our Cedar Falls studios, John Junior. John Junior joining us live in our Cedar Falls studios and IPR Studio One. Welcome to the show, band.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And before we go any further, how about some introductions of everybody? So, Greg will begin.
I'm Greg. I'm rhythm guitar, lead singer.
I'm Colin. I'm lead guitar.
Kyle Talbot. I play keys and sometimes sing.
Corey Talbot, I play the bass and try to sing.
All right. Well, it's sounding great already. Thanks for being here. I'm going to start with the most obvious question. Explain the name of the band, Greg.
Oh, boy. Well, I used to work at a pizza place in Clinton, Iowa. That's where I'm originally from. And the manager's name was John Jr. And we recorded our first demo in June. And it's really stupid.
We need to think of another story for that.
Better story, yeah.
I thought you were going to say think of a better band name, but it's too late now.
People always expect a great story, but I just always let everybody down.
Yeah, okay. Well, we're going to hear a lot of music tonight, so let's get back to it. John Junior on Studio One.
Crash on you.
see. I cannot hold on to these dreams. They say hold to your faith, 'cause you'll never be saved by fate. I'm coming around, but he'd say that I slowly drown. They say hold to your faith, 'cause you're never gonna shift your shape.
That's John Junior live. Tonight, we are going to take about 1 minute for some radio business, and we'll be back with more. Stay tuned. It's Iowa Public Radio, Studio One. Singer-songwriter Ben Schmidt joining us live in
I'm
studio.
I'm Karen Impala, and we've got live music from The Ponds.
Java Blend is a production of Iowa Public Radio.
Adding Iowa's talent to a world of music. Iowa Public Radio's Studio One.
And we're back here on IPR Studio One. I'm Mark Simmet. John Jr., the Iowa band, here tonight. And we kind of talked about the name of the band, but then I should have asked you how the band got together, Greg. So what's the story? How long have you guys been playing?
Well, Colin and I have been recording demos for a couple of years now.
Right out of high school. Yeah. Playing together?
Yeah. We started recording demos in my parents' basement when they were not home.
Sometimes in my parents' basement, too.
You never got to the garage then, huh?
No.
Just the basement.
Yeah.
That's fine.
And
that's
then
cool.
We played here in Cedar Falls at the Hub about a year and a half ago, and Kyle was working there, and we asked him to start playing keys for us, and Now we got Corey and Seth playing.
You almost get desensitized sometimes towards live music working in a venue, but I saw these guys and I was really impressed. And I kind of figured, I told Corey, who's now playing with us, that I wanted to be in that band, but I just didn't tell these guys yet.
And you mentioned recordings, demos at that time. I know you released an EP last year, and a new single? Is that out yet?
The two new singles, yeah.
Coming out, a couple new singles?
Yeah, quite a few months back.
Okay, so what's the best place to find that music?
iTunes, Amazon.
The usual places.
Yeah, johnjr.com.
Your friends probably have it, so if they just pass it to you, that'd be great.
All right, we're going to talk about some live shows coming up, but first, here's more from John Jr.
From the 60s by the Monkees.
Mind to make that she used on me. You're reading all them old-fashioned magazines. The clothes you're wearing, girl, are causing a scene. I said, hi. We'll be right back.
John Junior on Iowa Public Radio Studio One. You've got some very interesting, very cool dates, shows coming up on April 3rd, the Mission Creek Fest. That's a pretty good festival to be playing with the Olympics and Sleepy Kitty.
Mission Creek.
Tell us about that.
Yeah, we're playing with our buddies, the Olympics, and a band from out of town called Sleepy Kitty. So that should be a lot of fun.
At the mill?
Okay.
It's at the mill in Iowa City. It's also a free pizza party. So that alone is worth driving down. It's sponsored by KRUI in Iowa City.
That's on April 3rd. And then on April 5th, it's sad. It's the last Hub show with Dylan Sires and Neighbors and No Clue. Tell us about that one.
Well, we'd like to thank the Neighbors for being here tonight. We're really excited to play this show. It's the last one at a great venue that we've loved playing at with one of our favorite bands to play with. And
we'll make it a fun night. We're going to rotate sets, so we'll be playing, both bands will be playing most of the night, and throw a big party. It's going to be a free keg for anyone interested. So can I plug a free keg on the radio?
For those
You just can't drink one.
Right.
All right, that's on April 5th. Any other gigs you want to tell us about? Those two are great right there.
And we got a Mission Creek Festival.
We just saw that.
College Hill.
College Hill Festival.
Oh, yeah.
It's actually just released today.
Playing it twice.
All right. Well, let's hear some more. John Jr.
Thank you.
say, we do have a music video on YouTube for that last song. It's called Lounge Lizard, so check it out.
Time to unwind. Just give me the
John June Year on Studio One again, coming up on April 3rd. It's the Mission Creek Festival in Iowa City at the Mill. John June Year will be there with the Olympics and Sleepy Kitty. And also on April 5th, it's the last Hub show in downtown Cedar Falls with Dylan Sires and Neighbors and No Clue. John June Year on that bill as well. Our thanks to Tony Daner, also technical producer Phil Moss. I'm Mark Simmet. Thanks tonight to Greg, Colin, Kyle, Corey, and Seth, John Jr. for a great show. Thanks, audience. Sounded really good. We got time for one more.
That sounds great. Oh, whatever. We should say it's not the last Hub show, but it's our last Hub show.
I'm glad you made that clear.
Hub's closing in April, May? May? May, yeah. We'll also be making a record soon, so stay posted for that. We'll be working with a producer that we all have wanted to work with for a long time, Brandon Darner. And you may know him from the NB Corps. Also has produced some choice records, including Imagine Dragons and a band from London called Honors, as well as Seth's other band, Holy White Hounds.
Thanks so much. We're going to send you off with a rocker.
Beneath the sky, if I could take it back, you know I'd try. 2 feet in this age, I still crave for strange. Let it all fall back, no signs in a trap, then just engage. It's a dangerous range. Dangerous range. Dangerous range. Dangerous range. Yeah. I've tried this before, but the hype of the night's beside the line, the soul from its core. I've got to feel it out, cause I feel them shout, and I'm tired inside, with a feeling of doubt. Dangerous range. Dangerous range.